Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. Today is Thursday, July 11th, 2013. I am Tim Peter. This, of course, is your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. And seriously, as ever, I am so thrilled you're here with us, whether you're listening on iTunes, whether you're listening on the blog at timpeter.com/blog, whether you're listening through your favorite feed catcher, like something on an Android device or something on an iPhone. I'm really, really pleased that you're here, as ever. So thank you for tuning in, as always. So I had a conversation the other day with somebody who was saying, you know, when you look at digital marketing right now, it seems to be in a period of stasis. It seems like we're talking about the same stuff again and again and again. And, you know, I don't know that I agree. I think it remains as dynamic as ever. And I thought I would talk about that a little bit right now. So there's an interesting statistic out in Barron's this week. I think it came out this morning. It might have come out yesterday. Regardless, I saw it this morning, so we'll pretend like it came out this morning. that said, PC sales are down. They're down about 11%, and it is the fifth straight quarter of declining PC sales. And it is actually the longest period ever where PC sales have declined. Five quarters running of declining sales is, you know, something that's never occurred before in the history of PCs. And I think there's a very clear reason for that. And the reason for that is because mobile keeps getting bigger. You know, I wrote a post, oh gosh, about a year ago or thereabouts, that talked about some fundamental truths of e-commerce. And when I say e-commerce, I really am talking about, you know, people using the web to buy stuff. And I don't just mean buy directly, but I mean using the web as part of their purchase decision. It's really the overall experience that they have through digital marketing, through using the web, through using mobile devices, through using whatever technologies assist them in making that purchase decision. Yes, I always include in that when they take out their credit card right there online. But I also think about the things where they may purchase via phone, where they may purchase by walking into a store. I do a lot of work in the travel industry, as you know, and it might be when they walk into the hotel or the resort. But if digital played a role in that, then I do think of that as part of the e-commerce process. And so I think that these apply regardless of where the transaction occurs. And the first of those was quite simply that customers always set the agenda. They are either going to buy from you because you make it easy to do so, or they're going to buy from somebody else because they do, right? Because your competitor does. Customers don't buy from people they don't like. They certainly don't buy from them for very long. You know, if it's the first time they're buying something, if it's their first time in the market, they may buy from you. But that's not a winning business model in the long run if you continually have to rely on one-time customers. And the agenda that they're setting right now is that mobile continues to grow. And, you know, you look at this, five straight quarters of PC declines, sales declines. The reason is because they've got better options. They've got tablets. They've got mobile devices. They're using those increasingly. I talked on the last podcast before the break about the growth in speed of the mobile web to the point where it is faster than wired connections in half of the United States of America. Now, admittedly, that specific example is in Korea. But don't think it's not coming. I've talked about Moore's Law before and what that means. And really, that's going to continue to shape the agenda for some time to come. And it really plays into the fact that that's going to change the dynamic as it is today and as it will be for the next, you know, couple of years minimum as consumers move this direction. And because of that, you know, I was talking about these fundamental truths of e-commerce, and it stands to reason that e-commerce still has a lot of room to grow. Depending on whose numbers you go by, e-commerce right now comprises, somewhere between 6 and 7% of all commerce. So, I mean, it's got tremendous upside. Some of that will be additive to the total amount of commerce, and some of it will cannibalize existing channels. But don't think that it's not going to keep growing. I wrote a post earlier this week as part of my Travel Tuesday series where I talked about, where I highlighted Google executives, Facebook executives, and Expedia executives at a conference late last month. And all they talked about, for the most part, was mobile. And they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're saying that mobile is a huge component of what customers do. It's a huge component of what they expect from customers. And it's a huge component of what they expect to change customer behavior over the next handful of years. Because consumers continually evolve. Their needs evolve. Their expectations evolve. And your ability to serve them needs to evolve as well. And if you can do a good job of that, you've got a great chance of winning. If you don't do a good job of that, you've got a real problem on your hands, because there's no doubt that mobile will keep getting bigger and it's going to drive a lot of e-commerce growth. And that really needs to push you to continue to evolve your services and to continue to evolve the way that you help your customers accomplish their goals. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself in the same position as these PC makers who are seeing their sales decline year over year. Now, of course, some things don't change, right? At the same time that you do focus on how you meet the needs of your customers in a changing marketplace and in a dynamic marketplace, you also have to focus on some core things, things that I've talked about before, like what your brand story is, right? Things like what your values are and what value you represent to your customer. And instead of rehashing that right now, I'll go ahead and just link to it in the show notes. But that's a key component of doing this well while you change the channels you may use or while you adapt to different media or the different types of devices that your customers might use. Another one that doesn't change is customer service. People still expect to get a certain level of customer service, and it can vary by channel. That's something I'll talk about in a future show. But it's important that your customer service stays consistent with what your customers expect from you. And it doesn't mean it has to be exactly the same. It just means it has to be within a consistent range of what your customers have come to expect from you. Right? So those things don't change regardless of the various trends that are out there. Now, some of these things, like how you build a brand story and the importance of customer service and these e-commerce fundamentals that you have to stick with, as well as key trends that you should be aware. Happily, I linked to a bunch of these in a post just before the holiday called The Best of Thinks So Far, where I rounded up posts from the last 06 years of Tim Peter Thinks, the blog. And so what I'll do is I'll link to that post in the show notes as well, so you can go through those. But the key ones would be focus on the brand story one, focus on the three key trends, focus on the customer service, as well as the other items that I will link to individually. So this week is going to be a slightly shorter episode than normal because it's kind of a recap of where we are right now and where marketing is right now. But I would encourage you to check out the show notes at timpeter.com/blog. I would also encourage you to subscribe either via iTunes, where you can do a search for timpeter.com/thinks out loud, or you can go to timpeter.com/blog and click on the podcast link over in the right-hand side. And you can subscribe right there and have this delivered every week to your favorite podcast listening device. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. I want to thank you as ever for tuning in. It is always great to have you here. And please send me emails. Send me any comments or questions or concerns or thoughts you have. I would love to hear from you. You can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. I'd be happy to hear what you have to say. And as ever, I genuinely want to thank you for tuning in. It really makes it worthwhile to do the show every week and have you here. And with that, I want to thank you all again. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.